We'll get to the EP in a second here. Should I be concerned that my volume button is well past halfway?
No.
I mean, it's not like three quarters
yet. It's been worse
yet,
before.
But...
I think back in the day, we used to have it way over.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think you're still
Yours
good.
Is actually similar to mine and Jason's.
So I'm good.
I think you're good.
We're talking about I'm good.
I think you're good. Not good. I mean, is you've got
eventually
that
there's going to be damage.
Well, I already have damage. Yeah. Documented.
But, yeah.
Documented damage.
We should do a test.
Yeah.
And we'll just see, like, what level everybody can hear something on.
Well,
on
no,
the TV.
I'll have my daughter send me this app or whatever, the meme or something that's going around on social media. She played it for me last night, and so it plays a beep or whatever.
Yeah.
And then at various tones, and it gets quieter and quieter and quieter, or higher pitched or higher pitched or whatever. And it tells you what your age is.
Oh,
and my age of hearing was 35,
oh,
which I thought was bizarrely. A home run.
My age of smell might be awful because the other day you came in here saying that the place stunk and I didn't really notice it.
It stunk.
Oh,
you know what?
Stunk like
you know what you have, JP? Poor olfactory senses.
Or maybe you just stuffed up. It could be either one.
It just doesn't have a good sniffer.
All right, real quick, let's go to Justin in Orlando. Justin, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's going on, fellas? I called because we got to get EB on the therapy couch, man. He's depressed. It hasn't been today only. It's been several weeks. He's been snapping at everybody, jumping down everybody's throat. What's going on,
I think it's
man?
Because he stopped drinking, honestly.
I don't think
he hadn't had a drink in 47 days. I think that's the reason,
I think,
bro.
No, honestly, I think, well, I don't know. I haven't really noticed that. I've been sleep deprived, and I think when I'm sleep deprived, I get more ornery.
Yeah,
I have a theory. I told Drab I have a theory.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's go.
I think it's just you haven't been getting as much Vinny and Joe time, man. You haven't been able to hang out with your butt buddies.
Is that
as
what
much.
It is? Which
coincides with the drinking, by the way.
Hey, yeah, that's true. We haven't hung out
with alcoholic.
Man, I was just
you're
with
the alcoholic with those guys.
Right. I mean, I'm on a daily text chain with them.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to see your boys.
Yeah, I mean, I have
just
a plan.
Just be nice, man.
What?
Just be nice. You've just been angry. Just relax.
What else?
You're
a millionaire.
Have I been
angry?
I mean, you have
give me some.
Just
give me
everything. Just everything. You've been angry. You've just been snapping down JP. So I guess that's not really new. But you're just,
what am I mean? What else?
You got a lot to be happy about, man. Just,
I know.
Just relax. Maybe it's because your kids are getting older. I don't know what it is.
No, I love my kids.
You're angry at animals. Well, angry at libraries.
He's also stressing out because he's going poor because he's spending like thousands on rent.
I mean,
for his kids.
I am currently
on empty apartments.
Empty apartments.
No, I am currently supporting four adults.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's stressed out a little bit, probably. You
know, and a fifth right, kid.
Justin,
but I think I'm okay.
Justin, are you calling from Orlando?
Yeah, I'm from Maryland, but I live in Orlando now. I'm a PT down here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice. Very good.
What do you do down there?
I'm a physical therapist.
He's a PT.
He's a PT.
Oh, I didn't hear him say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got any good hip flexor exercises?
Yeah, man, I got a bunch. I can get them to you.
Why don't you
there?
Hit me up on Twitter? I mean, I've Googled most of them, but give me the easiest ones because some of those tricks I can't even do. Where you
got
to put your leg sideways.
He's got you. He's going to send you a chart.
My buddy, actually, he did cure a lot of my back issues. He's 100% right. It's hip flexors.
Yeah.
When your hip flexors are
tight,
they pull you
over.
Yeah,
but when you bend over so much, you only have so many bend overs. You're tightening up
he's
your hips.
He's a long time
I like this guy. I like Justin.
I actually like him, too.
I like Justin.
I like Justin.
Hey, Justin, should I be stretching before I, like, run or play tennis? Because I never do it.
Of course.
Okay, you're so old. You should stretch before everything.
I don't stretch ever.
You should stretch when you get out of bed and before you go into bed.
I don't stretch.
I know you don't. You should.
Right.
Every day, Case. Every day. You're not getting younger, my brother.
I know. I can't touch my toes.
About all those reels I get with the, like, they say, if you do this, like, flap your arms 100 times when you wake up.
Talking about the, like, patting your arms.
Yeah,
and
do this 100 times. That's, you know. When you first get up.
Though you spend so much time on Instagram, EV, I can't say you need
ridiculous.
To do more of that. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, who doesn't doom scroll? I mean, I think I do it about the same amount as all these guys. Maybe not JP.
Nah, I think you're on the higher end from what I
think
can tell.
So.
All right.
Maybe. Didn't you go through your hours one time?
Justin's the man. Thanks for the call, bro.
I thought it was
thanks,
pretty
man.
Low. I thought mine was pretty low relative to you guys. All right, thank you, Justin. Hey, hit me up on Twitter.
I could be wrong, but didn't
easy hip flexor exercises.
Wasn't like your total phone usage like 13 hours or something like that?
In a day?
Yeah.
I don't think that would be possible. But I mean, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I play Spotify for 8 hours a night.
it's definitely possible for me. And the market just opened. I'm going to be on my phone all day.
I'd say my phone usage is extremely normal based on seeing other humans.
Okay. You're probably right.
Other humans have their phones in their hands at all times. It's kind of normal.
Yeah, mine's right here.
Markets are up. I panicked and turned around because I forgot my phone at home today. I wasn't going to come to work without a phone.
Oh, I would not come to work.
How far away from the house?
I was 2 minutes away from my house.
Okay. Well, yeah, because you couldn't go 2 minutes without
now, realizing. Now, if I had been 3/4 of the way to work, I can't turn around. Then I'm just completely boned. But luckily, that wasn't the case.
Right. I'd be late for work if I forgot it. In fact, I did do that because I had a flight and I had to get my phone to go back home.
I was actually a little bit late to work today. I mean, I didn't miss the start of the show, but I was late. I was later getting into DC because I was trying to kill a hornet in my garage. And the hornet, I swear, was as big as this freaking bottle.
Why are you picking on Muggsy Bogues?
Yeah, why was Chris Paul in your garage?
And I couldn't freaking kill it. I couldn't get it. Mm. I had the broom out. I was trying to smack it, and that effer just got away from me.
Rex Chapman's bitter.
Yeah.
Con Knipple. So salty at you.
He evaded me.
I can't believe you had a war with a hornet in the morning.
I know. I couldn't stand it. I wanted to get it out.
Who would even notice? Was it just like,
dude, it was this big and it was going bzz, bzz, bzz. I just wanted to get it out.
So you've got red lantern flies.
I got red lantern flies and hornets all over my freaking house.
Sounds like you need an exterminator.
I know.
All right, Cake, so let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood
entertainment. Yes, I've been waiting for half an hour.
All right.
You kidding?
I like to keep you on my tease, Cakes. The entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you, I promise. Check out their entire selection of vehicles at BMWFairfax.com. Make sure you mention me. That will help me out. I really appreciate it. Gilbert Arenas, Cakes, claims he's been courting Joy Taylor, no, not for buns, for a podcast for months as FS1 cut ties. Fox Sports recently pulled the plug on 3 shows. JP knew them all. JP, what are the 3 shows?
Breakfast Ball with Craig Carton.
Yeah.
The Facility.
Right.
Which had the NFL players like Chase Daniel.
Yeah.
And the third show.
Speak.
Oh, Speak.
Speak.
Was that Keyshawn?
Yes, that was the one with Joy Taylor.
Is that Keisha and Paul Pierce?
Yes.
Gilbert Arenas, whose Gil's Arena podcast has apparently quickly grown from a niche YouTube curiosity to one of the more distinctive voices in sports media, says he's been recruiting Taylor for months. During a recent No Chill Gil Summer League stream, Arenas made it clear he wants her on board.
Hmm.
So there you go. She may not be
unemployed. She's the big fish out there.
For long. I actually, seen some clips of Gil on his pod or whatever. He's butt interesting. He's butt entertaining.
He's a wild dude.
Yeah. But
he's got a great personality.
I feel like he has matured some.
Have we ever tried to get him on the show?
I don't think we have. We should.
He would come on, right? If he promote something or.
I don't know. He could promote his pod.
His pod?
We should get Gil on.
He lives in California.
I know, but
that's true.
You think he'd just never get up at 7 a.m. or something?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We can probably get a hold of him.
And then if he's traveling, maybe he's traveling East Coast, he could do it. I don't know. Just a thought.
So Dave Portnoy's in the news again, and you got to give the guy credit, man. He knows how to make deals. Apparently, he is very close to closing a deal, speaking of FS1, with Fox Sports 1 for a show, I think they may call it Big Noon.
That's
Barstool on FS1.
That's the rival of College Football Game Day on ESPN.
So that'll be just, football show before big games.
It's the one that Urban...
10, 12 weeks, whatever.
Right, isn't Urban Meyer on it? Maybe Meyer. Matt Leinart?
Yeah, here you go. They say Urban Meyer, Matt Leinart, Brady Quinn, Mark Ingram, I don't know who Chris Falica is, and Rob Stone.
Rob Stone's the host, yes.
Yeah. So that'd be a good get
Portnoy
for both.
Would be the rival to McAfee.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be a good get for them.
Be huge.
Yeah. Danny Parkins, that's your boy.
It's your boy.
Listen,
your guy.
He's probably super talented. He just happens to not be particularly attractive. He he's getting another show at FS1. JP noticed yesterday, and I think Drivey mentioned it originally, he wasn't one of the few that were whacked. He's still working for FS1, but his show, Breakfast Ball, was canceled. So look for the big toothy guy with the skinny face. He'll be he'll show up on something on FS1 before you know it. This I saw. I don't really understand it. Valdez, you can help me. So I guess that there's, that you know how they have all these YouTube guys that are, this genre was maybe about horror. Was this like a horror genre, paranormal? Like,
yeah, yeah, that's you,
like,
you go like investigate. Yeah, ghost hunting
ghost
and you
chasers.
Go investigate like haunted houses. Mm-hmm.
So one of these guys was an investigator for the New England Society for Psychic Research.
Sounds like a really credible organization.
I don't know anything about it, but they say he died suddenly.
How?
He was also wasn't he transported?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
this is the best. Yeah, this is the best part. So he was in transit with this doll called Annabelle, and if you're a horror aficionado,
they've definitely made flicks.
They make movies about this creepy doll that is killing a bunch of people.
Right.
And so he's riding around the country as this ghost hunter with this doll and mysteriously dies.
That's a little bit bizarre.
It's actually kind of creepy.
There was no autopsy? No cause?
Well, they haven't figured that out yet.
He just died July 13th.
Oh, okay.
Here's the cause. Scared to death. Scared to death by a creepy doll.
He was 54. They ruled that a natural death. That's scary.
Yeah.
So he had a heart attack.
Nothing unusual or suspicious was observed at the scene. So what does that mean? Yeah, he just had clogged arteries and probably...
The doll murdered him! Hello? Yeah.
The doll did it.
Cakes, would you do that for $500,000?
Okay, what
they
do
say,
I have to do?
Cakes, will you finish the drive wherever he was going?
So kick the dead guy out of the car, and I just...
Say, will you transport you and Annabelle?
Yeah, you and Annabelle.
She rides shotgun.
So I get $500,000.
Back to New York. Yeah.
How far do I have to drive?
You have to drive in the middle of the night to upstate New York.
But it's a possessed doll.
Yeah, the doll. I don't know. Would you
the doll has an evil spirit in it. I don't know, man.
I think I might have to pass.
I would do it.
I would do it as well.
Give me the doll.
I didn't hear the $500,000 part.
Yeah, for $500,000.
I thought you were just saying just for doing a bit.
No.
For $500,000.
I wouldn't do it for free.
I'd probably do it. What about, like, is there
You love upstate New York. You love it.
Yeah, but you know what he doesn't love? Murderous dolls riding shotgun.
I'll take my chances that a doll isn't going to murder me.
What? Is there a haunted house in the United States that's like the most famous haunted house? Is there one?
I don't know.
Like the
Eastern Pennsylvania Hospital is a big one.
It's super haunted.
Somebody call Richard Christie from the Stern Show. He would know.
Would you spend like the night at that hospital?
How much money?
By yourself?
No, I don't.
You would not.
I don't want to mess with ghosts.
For cash, yes.
There's one in San Diego called the Whaley House.
No, but I'm not saying one. I'm talking about like a notorious one.
Oh, they say it's the most famous haunted house in the United States.
People like mess with it and they die and stuff. You know what I mean?
The Whaley House.
Bad stuff happens to them.
What'd they call the road right here in PG County, right near where you guys grew up?
Oh, Crybaby Bridge.
Crybaby Bridge.
Yeah.
Hang out on Crybaby Bridge.
You're gonna get attacked by the Goat Man.
Goat Man.
Yeah, I mean, all these bad things are going to happen.
There was over there by that Bridge. Glendale Hospital, little bus stop.
That was an abandoned insane asylum. Old mental hospital.
That had to be spooky.
Crybaby Bridge. Hang out on Crybaby Bridge
for a lot of scary spots in Prince
Where
George's
Where is Crybaby Bridge?
I thought it was
Lotsford Vista Road, right?
Is that Glendale?
Yeah.
That would be kind of like behind Enterprise Golf Course.
It's very close to that.
Yeah.
The spirit of all the old marshals who hated our guts when we were teenagers playing there.
It definitely hated us.
Well, I can understand. I mean, I think I was driving around in like one of the bunkers in a cart, and they were
Nothing
not happy.
Makes me laugh harder than when I stumble onto a reel of guys crashing their golf carts.
That's great.
I scream.
Like full grown adults. It's not like 17-year-olds.
They're going like 40 miles an hour, smashing.
They're just idiots.
And just flying out of their vehicles.
Yeah. All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Where the Party At tour at Jiffy Lube Live later this summer. So keep listening for your chance to win.